Canada is aiming to woo bright young entrepreneurs with a startup visa program. The scheme offers immediate permanent residence to foreign nationals who are able to secure business funding from Canadian investors. As the Innovation Trail's Kate O'Connell reports, there are mixed feelings in the U.S. about the benefits of following suit.
Introduced on April 1st, the pilot program will have an initial annual allotment of almost 3,000 visas for entrepreneurs who secure at least $200,000 from Canadian venture capital funds or $75,000 from a private investor. James Kierkegaard from the Peterson Institute for International Economics says the similar program here would provide the U.S. with a cheap way to improve the economy and create jobs.
This is something that U.S. policymakers should think very hard about, because I think this will undoubtedly benefit the U.S. economy. But equally important, I think it would actually be in many ways tailor-made to many of the existing strengths that we have here in the United States.
Kierkegaard says the U.S. has an extensive venture capital industry and attracts many foreign students who could potentially take advantage of this type of visa. But not everyone agrees. For James Spencer, director of the Emerging Ventures Ecosystem Program in Albany, developing more infrastructure for startups trumps the need for a similar U.S. startup visa program. In fact, Spencer thinks increasing the amount of H-1B visas available to well-educated foreign nationals would be more useful to the U.S. economy and job market.
I don't think we have any shortage of entrepreneurs. I think our challenge is, you know, creating better ecosystems for entrepreneurs and finding better ways to connect them with local resources.
Andrew Rudnick, president and CEO of Buffalo Niagara Partnership, agrees that startups need more than seed funding to succeed.
I think it's a mistake to think that the only thing startups need is money. They need management expertise. They need low-cost operating environment. They need a culture of entrepreneurship and startups.
But Rudnick says the startup community in the U.S. would embrace a program like Canada's.
You can't come up with a reason why it wouldn't be beneficial, not only in the amount of economic activity that hopefully would be generated, but it also creates a vitality, a community vitality that I think is important.
The Canadian program was launched on the same day the USCIS released 85,000 H-1B visa slots, available for businesses to fill vacancies in the nation's IT and STEM industries. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for the Innovation Trail.
Reporting by the Innovation Trail is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For more information, visit innovationtrail.org.